You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Christina Bellantoni, White House correspondent for The Washington Times. She joins us to explain the administration's focus on the U.S. auto industry, why the administration forced out General Motors boss Rick Wagoner, and what it believes would be a viable plan for both GM and Chrysler down the road. And Christina, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
There's a lot of folks who are a little bit surprised that a president and his team can demand that a CEO step down. What was the thinking specifically behind getting Rick Wagoner out of GM?
Well, it was very symbolic, and I think that the public is a little bit weary of watching executives supporting companies that aren't solvent. But it also is very interesting, given the fact that you come off the AIG executive bonus scandal and that the president is taking such a heavy hand in this auto deal. And I think that part of this is that a lot of those details that were being worked out behind the scenes before he was actually president with the Wall Street bailouts, they're really putting their foot down when it comes to this is his bailout. It's entirely done by the Obama administration. So he's, you know, laying down the law.
GM and Chrysler submitted plans for viability, restructuring, and so forth the middle of February. The president basically today rejecting those plans, saying they weren't good enough, and he wants to give GM another 60 days, Chrysler 30 days to figure out a merger with Fiat and so forth. What was it, as far as you can tell, about those original plans that just weren't good enough, in his opinion?
Into a lot of detail, but basically saying that he looks at there are some strong vehicles within this, and they looked at the company's finances and their leadership, and you know, he really kind of played the two off one another, saying that GM, you know, isn't strong enough, but I think that they can rise again, whereas Chrysler, I mean, it was a pretty sad sound there, and I'm sure that a lot of those Chrysler dealerships are not very happy today.
What indication is he giving about what will meet his expectations and his belief that the companies can be viable? What does he need to see in this new round of plans?
Well, that's something that we're going to really need to pay close attention to out of the White House. You know, each step of this, they're going to be assessing these companies pretty quickly. I mean, this time is going to fly by. And is it just a dollar amount, or are they going to be looking at leadership? Are they going to be looking at labor contracts? I think that that's something that the fact that the Obama administration has a key point person just dealing with this issue, I think that we're probably going to have to really pay attention to the back and forth negotiation and whether they stick to what he's saying here. You know, certain timeline. And here's what we're going to do after that timeline if you meet our framework.
The president said today, point blank, that he doesn't want the government running GM or the auto industry or anything like that. Some folks aren't quite so sure about that. But what is the point that he wants to draw the line? How close a government involvement is too much to him, and how much is not enough?
Yeah, it's really surprising. I mean, given what's happened with Wall Street, and they're, I think, treading pretty close to the line, but this is about as far as you're going to get. And the White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs today was very clear, you know, we're not going to get into the exact tick-tock of, you know, how much we forced the GM CEO to step aside or not. You know, the president asked and he agreed. You know, they wouldn't give us any more details than that. So I think that that's very interesting. But you're already hearing a lot of, I guess we're kind of overusing this term now, the populist outrage, but a lot of the liberal activist bloggers that have been a little frustrated with President Obama for a while are really taking him to task today, saying that it's just completely unfair, saying that the fact that they're considering renegotiating labor contracts when they wouldn't consider breaking the AIG contracts, you know, it really is a question of whether they're supporting Wall Street or they're supporting Main Street. Now, I do think, as I mentioned before, that part of that is just that this is the first bailout that they've really had. It's entirely their stamp. There's nothing left over from the Bush administration here. But it'll be just very interesting to see if they continue down this road of taking such a heavy hand.
We're talking with Christina Bellantoni, who's the White House correspondent for The Washington Times. And Christina, the president soon will be heading to Europe for the G20 summit on how this global economy is affected right now by this massive recession. It's hitting most parts of the industrialized world, certainly. What message is he taking to this audience, especially as even some of the more left-leaning leaders aren't necessarily getting on board with his idea for reinvigorating this economy?
Yeah, well, this is one of the things that President Obama and his team are very good at. They're good at communicating his message. They are doing a lot of advance work, both by putting his editorial internationally earlier this week. They are sure going to be doing more of that. They're probably going to be making him available for a lot of international interviews. You had him in the Financial Times today. So I think part of this is he really wants to show people that he's listening to them. He wants to show them that the United States is, you know, poised to rebound, that he's very confident confident that the plan will help the United States economy recover because that's affecting all of their economies. But he's also making some asks on the economic front. He's specifically saying, you know, we hope that you pass stimulus plans and this is a way that we can go through it and all work together. But he's also behind the scenes talking to these countries about Afghanistan. He would like their help both in international aid and also in sending some troops to help train the Afghan police force so that the United States doesn't have to remain there beyond what he's outlining. So that's something that I think that you're going to see a little bit of that going behind the scenes, but it's also mainly to get to know everybody, to show to them that he is listening, to show to them that the United States is ready to cooperate. I mean, this was one of his key campaign promises, saying, you know, we're going to be a force for good. He accused the Bush administration of eroding this, you know, image the United States has abroad. So I think that you're going to hear a lot of that. He's going to talk partnership and friendship and really push that, and that's something that he has done a very good job of in the past.
Well, what are their expectations, Christina? Are there a lot of nations he thinks he can get on board to the ideas you just mentioned, or is it going to take a pretty significant selling effort?
Well, I think it will take a significant selling effort, and I don't know that we'll have a lot of answers immediately. I am sure that a lot of these leaders, while they may not like all the United States' economic plans, they do recognize that President Obama remains incredibly popular across Europe, and this is something that, you know, their people really like him, and I think that you're going to see a lot more people clamoring to meet with him and to be seen in photo ops with him, and also First Lady Michelle Obama, who's going along the trip as well. She did not go when we went over the summer when he was a candidate. So I think that you're going to see a lot of that pomp and circumstance as well. People know that it's nice to be seen with a popular politician.
Christina, it's going to be interesting to watch. Thanks so much for your time, as always.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Christina Bellantoni is White House correspondent for The Washington Times. This is Dateline Washington.